An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will. I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will." Yes, Lord, may it be so for all of us. I for sure hope so. Throughout the season of Advent, we've been looking at the gift of hope and how hope waits for something better than mac and cheese. We wait for the incarnation, the gift of salvation. Hope waits, and good things come to those who wait. And hope also floats, better than those little candy lifesavers in a bucket of water. Because you can take them and you can eat them, but then they're gone. They're not forever. But the hope that God gives us in Jesus Christ is permanent. That's what St. Peter is talking about when he says, "You've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have received an inheritance that is imperishable." That means it's permanent. That means it lasts forever because Jesus is your life saver. He's your Savior, your Lord. Hope floats, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, marked with the cross of Christ forever. And hope reaps, and hope sows. We sow because we've reaped, and the harvest of God is guaranteed. Jesus is the sower, and God's Word, the Christ, is the seed. And in spite of all the opposition, the harvest is guaranteed, 30, 60, 100-fold. I, for sure, that's certainty. That's not perhaps or possibility. That's not wishing upon a star or making a wish before you blow the birthday candle cakes out. I for sure hope so. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the confidence of things not seen. Hope that is seen is not hope. Who hopes for what they see? Paul says to the church in Rome, "But if we hope for what we do not see, then we wait for it with patience." And in this hope, the hope of Jesus Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of our sins, in this hope, Paul says, we are saved. And hope also serves. Because you see, hope believes and hope obeys. That's what the Holy Spirit does, creating faith within us so that, like Mary, we can believe the good news. It was Martin Luther commenting upon our gospel for tonight, the announcement that Mary was going to have the baby Jesus. It was Luther who said there are three miracles in this story that are inconceivable and incomprehensible. One, that there was a virgin birth. Two, that it was an immaculate conception. But the greatest miracle of all, Luther said, was faith. That Mary believed it. And she said, "Okay, God, you're the boss. I work for you. What's it going to be? I'm the handmaid of the Lord." Because hope believes and hope also obeys. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, April 9th, 1945, was executed, put to death at Flossenbürg concentration camp because of his faith in Jesus Christ. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book, The Cost of Discipleship, says, salvation is free, but discipleship will cost you your life. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in that book, The Cost of Discipleship, talks about hope, believing, and obeying. Bonhoeffer says the two propositions must be held always together. Those who believe must obey. And those who obey must believe. You can't have one or the other. You have to have both and. And this is what Bonhoeffer says. He says, those who believe but don't obey, that's cheap grace. He said that's another name for damnation or perishing. Those who obey but don't believe, that's good works and works righteousness. And that, Bonhoeffer says, is also damnation and perishing. Hope believes and hope obeys. And you see that in the story of Mary. Inconceivable, but God, through the Holy Spirit, comes and gives birth to the Christ, the only begotten Son of God. We confess it in the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, hundreds and almost 2,000 years old. The faith of the church, the Immaculate Conception, the virgin birth, and the gift of faith. Hope does not disappoint us because God's love through the Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts. We are justified by faith, and this justification by faith alone, this amazing grace of God, produces in you and in me obedience. Okay, God, you called the shots. You're Lord. I work for you. I'm your servant. Bring it on. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin by the name of Mary, and she said, okay, I live to do your will. Rejoice. Hail, O favored one. The Lord is with you. Faith and obedience. Hope believes and hope obeys. Did you know that a few years back there was a study of rats? Rodents we're talking about. They had two sets of rats. And they put group A and group B, the two sets of rats, into tubs of water. Tub A, those groups of rats, they kept kicking and swimming and they all died in 1 hour. But in the second tub, they periodically took those rats out and gave them a rest and then put them back into the water. Those rats, they kept going for more than 25 hours. What was the difference? You know what the research said? It wasn't because they got a rest. It was because they learned the gift of hope. They knew that they could keep going, because there would always be someone who would lift them up. Hope floats because Jesus is our buoyancy. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, Paul says to the Corinthians, we're of all people most to be pitied. Frank and Marge Bacci used to live in their 60s in Chicago, And they were flying from Detroit, Michigan to Chicago one winter night. And there was all kinds of snow falling because it was a terrible snowstorm. And there was turbulence, you know, the kind, if you've ever been in the plane, where you literally leave your seat. And Marge was frightened to death. She was in a panic. We're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. You know, she's all fluttered. And she grabbed a hold of Frank. You know how if you've got sharp fingernails, you just kind of dig them right in. And Frank, in the midst of all of this, just remained calm. And he said, Marge, Marge, sweetheart, either way, we're going home tonight. We're going home tonight. If in this life only you hope in Christ, you're of all people most to be pitied. Hope believes. And that believing produces obedience. And a heart so full of Jesus that it just wants to serve. Maybe you rang bells. One of the bell ringers at 37th Street Hy-Vee gave me this testimony. While she was ringing a bell, there was a woman that came up and she said, I've got to tell you my story. She said, a number of years ago, she said, I was a falling down drunk. She said, you know what happened? I went to the Salvation Army. They gave me lodging. They gave me hope and faith. They gave me the medications I needed. And I prayed and I said, God, if you help me, I'm going to quit this drinking. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life honoring and serving you. And this woman looked at the bell ringer and said, that's my story. I haven't had any alcohol. I haven't drank for years now. And I've been living my life to honor God, the one who saved me. You see, that's what happens. And then this woman, whatever money she had on her, she dumped it all into that kettle. Because hope does that. Hope really believes in Jesus, crucified and risen, not just in this life, but for the eternal life to come. And so hope says, I live to do your will, Lord. Let it be. Everything we have, return to Almighty God. Hope believes and hope obeys. And the Holy Spirit creates a servant heart. William Carey was called by God to be a missionary, left England and went to India, 1793. Everyone that he could see in India, he said, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. Nobody wanted to hear about Jesus, but he kept looking for opportunities. And every once in a while, there would be ears opened by God, and someone would want to hear the gospel of Jesus. And he would tell them. And about the time that he thought, okay, that seed is germinating, and it's starting to sprout. We're going to get a crop here. All of a sudden, it would be choked out or scorched by the sun of persecution. William Carey wrote home to his parents in England and said, sometimes I get discouraged. I feel like a farmer. I keep planting, but there's no crops. But I have never lost hope, Mom. I have never lost hope, Dad, because I have a living and an imperishable hope in Jesus. And so he kept sowing the seed, believing, obeying, serving, because he knew that the Lord of the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, had already guaranteed the crop. And then finally, after 7 years, in the year 1800, he baptized in the Ganges River his first Hindu convert. Now, I know that's probably politically incorrect nowadays to talk about actually bringing Christ to someone who is practicing a false faith. But he did that, and if you don't know, about 2 to 2.5% of the people living in India, and that's a huge population, about 1 billion people, about 2.5% are Christians. Yes, it starts small. But because hope never quits, because hope believes and obeys. Miracles are always happening, like a virgin birth, like immaculate conception, like faith. Faith in you. Faith. Faith that justifies sinners and brings forgiveness and the hope and promise guarantee of resurrection unto eternal life in Christ Jesus. Don't give up. Don't call it quits. You believe. You obey. You serve. Luke Short was 103 years old when God opened his heart. He was sitting by a hedge and he remembered a sermon. Flavel, a Puritan by the name of John Flavel, had preached a sermon. And Luke Short suddenly recalled that sermon. And he said, "Lord, I've lived a miserable life. I'm a sinner. But you promised to forgive me. I confess all my sins to you, and I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask you to be my Lord this day and forever." And so at 103, he was converted. Luke Short. On his tombstone, the inscription read, "A baby in the faith, 3 years old." He died at the age of 106. A baby in the faith, 3 years old. But by nature, passing away at the age of 106. That sermon that he recalled, that he remembered at the age of 103, he heard preached in England 85 years earlier by Puritan preacher John Flavel. You see, hope doesn't quit. Hope believes. Hope obeys. And hope serves. We learned it from Jesus because on the night in which he was betrayed, he took a basin of water, he took a towel, and he washed the feet of betrayers and deniers and deserters. He washed the feet of sinners and made them clean. He shed his body and his blood with sinners. And he said, "You call me teacher and Lord. If I've washed your feet, then I've given you an example to follow. Do for one another what I have done for you. Have this mind among yourselves, which is already yours in Christ Jesus." Let it be according to your will, Lord. By your grace, I am your servant. I sure hope so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rise.